Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello, everybody, and a warm welcome to Voice Rising, where each week we dive into the big questions and how we as a humanity can fine-tune our body, mind, spirit system and heal through sound consciousness. And what role does our voice play in shifting old paradigms and awakening to the vibrant life and pure presence that we so love? And today, there's no one better to explore with us these bigger questions of meaning than Leah Longo, an expert in the field of meditation, music, mantras, vocal chanting, and mindfulness meditation. Leah's voice and music has appeared in many Hollywood TV shows and movies. It's been described as spiritually rewarding. She has received many awards and nominations as Vocal of the Year from her musical work, Songs of a Siren. Leah has recorded 7 albums, and her latest album is called Guided Meditations and Mantra Journeys, a Zen Experience. So welcome, Leah, to the show. I'm very excited to have you here with me today.
Hello. Welcome, Kara. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited. You've been doing so many things that I, too, love as a singer. And that's why I'm going to, I made a couple of notes here. Share with me a little bit about your path, as a singer and what brought you. I believe you're coming from the pop world, if I read that correctly. And you were you spent some years in Los Angeles. And I'm sure that's a very competitive scene. So where was the transition between pop and what you're now doing, which is sweet surrender and mantras?
Yeah, that's correct, Kara. I was singing a lot of pop and jazz. That's a while ago now. I don't want to date me. In LA, I realized it wasn't for me, the pop music, what have you. But I was living there, and then I had come back to where I presently live in Montreal to pursue other things. And you know, although my music was very successful, like I had gotten placed in a lot of movies and TV shows, I'm not sure if I wanted to continue in the pop field. So, and I was doing some yoga at the time. You know, I was diving, mm-hmm. even in LA, I was doing Iyengar and different types of yoga. And I was always very curious of, you know, which one would resonate with me the most. So when I came back to Montreal, it was almost kind of like immediately I started searching and what have you. And then, by accident, I Googled, different types of yoga, what have you, and I fell upon this retreat in India where they were talking about yoga chanting, and I had never heard about yoga chanting or, you know, kirtan or what have you, and so I was really curious, and so I called up the woman, and funny enough, she was from California, and I had just gotten back from California. And I explained her my story, and I actually did mention I was singing pop, and she was so fun. She's like, no, there's no place for the ego in this in this yoga chanting retreat, we don't do yoga. We sit down and we chant and we vocalize and we, you know, raise our vibrations. And I had, you know, I mean, this was all foreign to me. I was like, okay, you know, what's this? But I was so curious. I think she probably even charged me more because I was just like, no, I gotta come. I want to, you know, when will I go? When will I visit India again? This is a great opportunity to me to even go to India and do this yoga chanting retreat. You know, I was, you know, was just going for the hell of it at this point. And to my, you know, great surprise, I after a few days of being in the room with all these beautiful people, I mean, I just got hooked and I just started crying. And I remember it was, oh, it's the mantra you'll be playing hopefully today, Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Svaha, which is the mantra that really got to me. And that's how I switched over and I realized, oh my God, this is no accident. You know, I gave up that sort of music because this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And I was already doing yoga, I was already practicing, but as a singer, I wasn't using my voice in maybe in the right path, you know, in the in, you know, the way I should have. So I just continued that way. I came back to Montreal, became a Kundalini yoga instructor, and the rest is history. I just followed my path as a using my voice to heal others.
Yeah, using your voice, I guess, yeah, to heal, to center, to inspire, right? And
exactly.
I heard in your lines you got hooked, and that's actually one of my questions is, as you know, as a pop singer and as a jazz singer in popular music, we have these hook lines like R-E-S-P-C-T, and I could survive, or I will survive, and all these things. And what for you? Because for me, I sing everything. I think similar to you, I've been in many different places on stage. You know, are these also types of mantras? If a mantra is to penetrate deeper into our subconscious and change our vibrational field, when we sing I will survive, is that also a type of mantra that we are repeating and singing, or is mantra chanting for you in a totally different place?
Well, for me, the mantra, I mean, I will survive is like an affirmation. So whatever works for certain people, it becomes your mantra. It doesn't have to be in Sanskrit. And the thing with myself and my experience, because at that time I had, when I went to India and I had just gone back, I had just released my pop album like the year before and I was doing some shows. And my transformation was like, oh my God, I don't even know what I'm singing. I don't know what this Sanskrit mantra is that I'm singing. And I have a deeper connection to this mantra more than my own words. Mm. So for myself, I was like, okay, there's something deeper in this. Like, this is not just, you know, singing, you know, words. This is, you know, this is ancient knowledge. This is, you know, vibratory tools that we're using in order to raise our vibrations and tap into some frequencies. And so for myself, I feel good when I'll still sing a jazz tune and what have you, but I will go much deeper and much in more of a meditative state when I chant mantras and Sanskrit and Gurmukhi mantras, both of them, because there's a difference from both. But so for myself, the mantra is quite different. I noticed that even when today, when I still do a couple of gigs, you know, I still sing some jazz, but I have fun. But I will go deeper in my own self when I'm doing the kirtan, the sacred chant concerts, and it'll bring me into me, into a deeper self, more calmer state of mind, really self-aware, compassion. It just brings me to the heart center, even more deeper.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, and it might also be, what are your thoughts on, I mean, mantras, we often are working with a drone, right? We're in jazz, we have a lot of very complex harmonies that are moving underneath. So maybe this is also like the ability that we have to just settle into root if we just have one long drone or we're working off of one harmonics. Does it have not to do only with the sound, the powerful vibrational tools that Sanskrit has to offer, but yeah. also with the drone effect.
Yes, and also yeah. yes, the drone, and which I like to stay always towards the note of do si, which is closer uh-huh. to the healing sound. And also the repetition, the drone, but also the repetitive quality of the mantra. So when we are singing mantras, the fact that we're repeating the mantra becomes a meditation. So yeah. because of the repetition as well, it's like the mind has no way to wander. It has, oh, you're really serious. You want to do this? Yes, I do. So it brings us back. It's like, oh, you're not. You don't want me to think about what I'm going to cook tonight. No, I really want you to do this. So the mantra keeps us focused. And once you repeat certain mantras, they become you, and you become the mantra. It becomes a meditation. And so with the with this repetition, it helps to go deeper as well. You know, all sounds, whether it's a word, phrase, can become a powerful influence and energy for achieving a desired result, a deeper result, because they all are carrying a specific frequency or vibration. And also the quality of the vibration, like, it will depend on the intensity and the intention you put behind it, desire, and also, you know, what you're trying to achieve with. If it's just, you know, sometimes we will chant a mantra and they have certain meanings. You can chant mantras for abundance, self-love, right. whatever it is, a transformation, what have you. They all have a specific meaning behind it, or deity attached to it. So by chanting mantra also, there's a sort of you know, not result, but I would, you know, we could say result if that's the intention behind it.
Right. Beautiful. Hmm. Well, stay, hold on to that thought, because we're going to go into those wonderful station breaks, right, where our sponsors get to have some time and share mm-hmm. with us what they're doing out in the world. And I don't want to get you into a longer thought before we do that. So we're going to have the station break then, and then we'll be back with more from all your albums.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off from school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So welcome back. Here we are with Leah Longo, I apologize. And we're talking about the voice, we're talking about mantras, we're talking about meditation, sound consciousness, and really exploring all the different ways that we can connect with our voice. Welcome back, Leah. It was good to have you here with me.
And thanks for having me.
Yes. I'm going to practice Leah. Of course, I'm in Germany, so we're so used to saying Leah, but I'm going to practice it 100 times. It'll be my mantra today. Your beautiful name. Your very beautiful name. So I, coming from jazz myself, have one of my very favorite songs in the world is Here's to Life. Mm-hmm. And I want to share with our listeners, the lyrics are no complaints. And no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets, but I have learned that all you give is all you get. So give it all. And what's that line, Leah? Give it all to?
Give it all you got.
Yeah, or give it all you got. Exactly. Give it all you got and give it all to love. And I think that is that is that place of... That's where the worlds all merge, right? So when we are chanting or in a good jazz song, we are giving it all we've got. We're giving it all to love. We're expansive. We're in deep surrender. And with your permission, I would love to play this song for our listening audience. Yeah?
Sure.
Okay. Let's do that. Here's to Life by Leah Longo. Thank you.
yesterday, and who knows what tomorrow brings, takes away, as long as I'm still in.
This old woman, I think she passed away, and I spoke to her daughter when I wanted to use the song, and her mom said that she told me that her mom would approve me singing it and adding that mantra, so I had to get permission. And she's actually from LA. I don't remember her name now, it escapes me, but yeah, I remember when I was talking to her, the daughter, and I gave her the I sent her the rough version of the song to get her permission. She said, beautiful, my mom would have approved.
Oh, we're very lucky. We're back here live here with Leah Longo. We are back, and Leah's talking about how she actually had to get permission to add those chants, to add that mantra to one of our favorite songs. I think it's one of your favorite songs, obviously, if you produced it, and it's got to be one of my favorite jazz tunes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what a blessing that you were able to get permission and do that version, right?
Absolutely. She was, I spoke to the daughter of the writer who presently also lives in LA. And, when I asked her if it was okay to, arrange and change the arrangement of the song, because in the song, as you heard, I added the mantra, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. May all beings everywhere be happy and free, and may the thoughts and words of my own life contribute in some way, which that's the meaning of mantra. I explained that to her, and I sent her the rough version of that song, and she told me her mom passed away. She said, well, that's beautiful. My mom would have approved of such a beautiful intention with the song. Yes. And then she approved, and it was, and then I added to one of two songs of a siren, which is my mantra jazz album that I did. So I was so happy, because when I heard the version from Shirley Horn, which is the version that she had wrote it for, I was tearing. As one of those songs where, you know, it just, it has everything in it, just everything about life right there and there, you know, like here it is, boom, listen to this song, you know. I could pass away right now.
yeah, it's true. Shirley's version is also an incredible piece of art. And as far as I know, I mean, you were in Los Angeles. I was over here in Europe. But as far as I know, that Shirley used to play with the same musicians in the same jazz club every single week. Not saying that she played that song every single week, but you hear the tightness in her band, you hear the breath, you hear the precision, right, in all her music. And I think that's what we really, we can sense the power of now, the present moment that we are all enjoying and seeking, whether we're chanting or whether we're doing jazz. There are some jazz musicians that, of course, are absolutely one with that present moment. And there are others also that are simply improvising over scales, right? And I think you can always, it's always about the quality. I mean, right? The quality of tone, the quality of the moment, no matter
what
we do.
The mindfulness that they put in when they're playing. They have, I find certain jazz musicians too, they have a certain focus and a certain mindfulness to the music that they're right. playing, because they obviously don't do it for the money. You know, I mean, as we all right. know, it's not the biggest paying form of you know, in fact, music is quite challenging, but especially jazz, there's something deeper in the music. It's the harmonics, it's the music, it's the improvisation, which allows you to be free. It's sort of like what we do in kirtan and in meditation. It allows us, it frees us. It frees us to be and to rediscover who we really are when we are in that space. So when we are singing or playing this music, it allows us to really reconnect to who we are on a deeper level. And that's why also, you know, I study jazz and what have you, because I think all along, I guess that's, you know, what myself, as many musicians do, is really we do music because in the end, we really just want to be free and feel free and you know, and connect to our inner self.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I sense it also. Is that the more we, in a way, it's like the more you have the structures, which are the scales or the tones or the harmonics, at the same time, the more you know them, the more you can deeply relax. And that's mm-hmm. what you see in if you experience a fantastic jazz concert. You also yeah. see the musicians really eye to eye, really connecting, really looking at each other, really anticipating where are we going to take the energy? Are we going to go up? Mm-hmm. Are we going to go down? Are we going to slow it down? Are we going to go faster? That's very different than a certain part of the music industry. Let's say that's a 2.5 minute, you know, top
right.
hit that never changes from
that's right.
how it started, right? They're doing
that's
the same
right.
introduction and the same ending every single time, right?
Yeah.
So what, I'm curious. Yeah, no, yeah, speak, share.
Also, I noticed as well when my own gigs, when I play with my musician, you become very used to your music. When you play along a lot with your musicians, you know where they're going. Sometimes you don't even have to look at them. I mean, you just know. It's an intuition. It's a feeling. And it's such a great feeling to have that when you connect to others that way on stage, where you know where you're going. It's unbelievable to have that connection. And you know, obviously you do all the practice beforehand, you know, when you're becoming a proficient musician. But when you get on stage, you forget about that, and you open your heart. You forget about everything you practice and your scales and all that. And then when you get on stage, you're just like, you're just opening your heart and saying, okay, this is, you know, you just connect to love and to shine and just to be and connect with the music, and everything else is just in your subconscious somewhere ready to, you know, to become into force. But yeah, that connection is important as well. That it happens when you have done this long enough, it becomes natural, I think.
Right. Yeah, I think that's true. My curiosity is always, you know, this is my curious question for you. This is my curiosity as a singer and as a songwriter to another singer and songwriter. And how do I put this? What's the best way? This is my curiosity question. Music, you're a transformational coach, right? So you're
yes.
totally, you understand and you're excellent at transformation. And transformation, often we talk about how can I shift, let's say, the shadow
yes.
to light, or the darkness to
yeah.
to something lighter, right?
And this energy to another energy.
Right, exactly. And if we say everything is energy and vibration, but at the same time we know that there are more translucent or transparent frequencies that lift us up, that help us heal, that help us help us heal, I guess, that help us come into joy and bliss and ecstasy. And there's a big wave of be positive or think positive, mm-hmm. right? So, and often we know, or maybe I would say I would know, and I'm sure you might know, or other people might know, that sometimes that helps us a lot to focus on a positive, let's say a positive motto or a positive, something positive. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're covering it up like with a Band-Aid, and that's where we need good transformational coaches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's also the question for you, like, if I think of blues and gospel and spirituals, they're, in a way, it's like that transformational work in some ways, where they take, I don't know, I feel sad, I feel down or whatever, and suddenly mm-hmm. they own it, they own the pain, mm-hmm. they bring in the light, and suddenly you feel that song flying. And does that still draw you, these really kind of heavier storytelling pieces that end up shifting something? Because it's very different than if I just take a chant. Yeah, I mean, I think both of them are powerful, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And very, very powerful. But I'm always fascinated. You know, we have also the gospel tradition, for example, which is very much this transformational place. And I feel that always in the rhythm and the music behind chanting, but the lyrics normally or the words stay. I've never heard and maybe I don't know enough about it. I've never heard a chant coming from the depths of the darkness and the grief, like a blues, and going into the light. I've normally heard the chants
We do have different artists that do chants in different genres of music, and you will find the blue notes or the more somber, if I may put it, musical quality with the chants. I prefer to stay, you know, on the more, not happy, but more positive side with my music, it being meditative and bringing people to another altered state of consciousness, and also the jazz, just because it's what I've studied, and I was curious to just put them both together to see if it would work, you know? Mm-hmm. It was one of my experiments.
And it does. Yeah.
And, but I mean, I, you know, to answer your question is I think it's all relevant to whatever you're feeling at the moment and whatever you'd like to heal. So, you know, when we are all going through our own trials and tribulations of life, I think it is normal that we will get attracted to a blues song so we could allow ourselves, especially at the subconscious level, to heal of such pain. And so I think the reason why we go listen to some certain songs is because we want to feel better. We want to connect to others so we know we're not alone. And when we connect to that sort of music and that sort of sound, it relieves us of some pain or some even old pattern or old pain that's held in our subconscious, in our body, in our own cells. And we don't even know it sometimes. We get connected to certain music. And then we're, you know, I don't know if this ever happened to you, but sometimes you're in a certain state of mind, and then you listen to a certain piece of music, and you're like, and you're in a totally different state of mind. You're like, oh my God, okay, I got to stop listening to this because this is depressing me. I need to move on, you know? And then you'll change your song, right? But you know, what triggered you to go there to say, listen to that piece of music? So that, you know, it's all relevant to what you're feeling, what you need at that moment. Nothing is an accident, you know, it's all perfect.
So as a transformational coach, and I know you have a lot of, so you're not only bringing out albums and doing wonderful concerts, I think you're also the producer of, I believe, the Zen Fest, it was before the Montreal Chanting Festival. When you're working one-on-one with, do you work with one-on-one with clients and also using the voice and in developing a meditation voice mantra practice for them?
Yes. Absolutely. I have a very unique client base. I basically go through a lot of questions with when somebody calls and what have you. And I have this, I use my sort of like my intuition to see exactly what they may need at a specific time. And those that are interested in the musical part, we will use mantras. I get a lot, you know, I get some musicians or some singers as well that would love to know more about mantras. So we use mantras, and there's some that, you know, just want affirmations and what have you. So I use whatever is the modality that calls for each client. Everybody kind of resonates in a different way or stronger. So I go with whatever is needed at the time. I use my intuition with that. So yes, I do.
Answered
the question.
No, you answered it perfectly. Exactly. That's probably where the people, when they're one-on-one with you, they can decide exactly how deep they go into their blues, into the mantra and so forth. Tell me more about your newest album. It's guided meditations, it's mantras. Tell me more about your newest release.
So the Zen experience, the guided meditation and magic journeys, it has songs. There's a couple of songs that were already released from Zen Voyages, the Om Tare and a few songs. And then I added about 3 or 4 guided meditations in the album where I noticed so it's a great album to have or tool to have for those who, you know, I noticed that with some of my clients, they go home and then they say, oh, it's so hard to do this by myself. So I created audios for them to, with music that they can use to bring them into a deeper state of meditation with the guided meditation. So you have guided meditation and some tracks and some musical mantra tracks as well. So I put it all together and you got guided meditations and mantric journeys. So they're both available on my website.
That's very new, I think, because I've seen guided meditations out there and I've seen mantra CDs out there. And I think it's excellent to get that all in one album. So let our listeners know, what is your official website where they can go and get that music and get that newest album?
Yeah, well, you can type in my name, leahlongo.com, or if not, it's the same website. It's infinitejoynow.ca, but it's you can just. My name is good. It's a direct to the site. So it's leahlongo.com is fine.
Excellent. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So let's then again go into a station break and then we'll be right back with Leah Longo and talk about voice and good stuff.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos. A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
So here we are back again with singer, yogi, transformational coach Leah Longo talking about voice, sound, consciousness, and her newest album, which is Guided Meditations and Mantras, a Zen Experience. And I want to share with everybody, Leah, a track which is called Healing Tara. And maybe before we go into that track, you tell us a little bit about the Tara mantra and what it means to you.
Well, that particular mantra I had discovered, it was the mantra that actually attracted me to mantras when I was in India, and that's the one that really really got me hooked, if I have to say. And it's a mantra that I've been chanting ever since, and it's an ancient mantra. It's related to the Tara, the mother of all Buddhas, and it's really a healing mantra. And it really, really helped me. It's so funny because at that time as well in India, when I had listened to the mantra, I was actually pregnant. So I think it had something to do. It made me connect even within for myself, and knowing that, you know, I was going to, you know, enter motherhood and you know, to allow all the changes to occur. And so I think on a deeper subconscious level, now I understand, you know, why it had such a deep connection to me. So that mantra, it's really a sacred mantra for me. It always brings me to this peaceful, healing state. Yep.
Nice. Well, then let's listen to the Healing Tara mantra off of Leah Longo's newest album, A Zen Experience, Guided Meditations and Mantras. Here we go. powerful track, the Healing Tara Mantra from Lia Longo off of the newest album, Zen Experience. I want to, I guess, ask you, in these changing times that we're in, for many people, they feel a sense of like a weariness, and at the same time, there's so much awakening, there's so much hope, there's so much healing happening. Why is it so important for people to choose the path of sound consciousness, meditation, singing mantras at this time? I mean, what can we gain from it as a humanity? Why is it such a, why is it so imminent that this is our time to dive deeper into meditation?
Well, I think it's a lot of people are starting to wake up, especially, you know, even if we look at the suicidal rate that's been happening in our world, it's really crazy. There's something obviously that we're not understanding about our human consciousness, and that, you know, there's much more than just material possessions and what have you. And we're way too busy we're way too busy for the lifetime span that we spend here on Earth to be doing so much and to be acquiring so much. I mean, inner peace is a luxury, and practicing mindfulness and meditation is a valuable asset. And unfortunately, you can't buy that. You need to experience it. You need to take care of your mind and maintain it the same way, you know, we maintain our cars, our house, our family, our body. We need to maintain a mindful state, because it sharpens our senses. It keeps us focused. It keeps us aware and healthy. But it also can help us recognize and, you know, free ourselves from, you know, that destructive monkey mind and thought patterns that causes this depression and anxiety and these other ills. So why would you want to start such a practice? Because I think, you know, in this world, I think all of us in a certain degree or another are experiencing some sort of stress, which becomes unmanageable. And so the question is, how far will we take advantage of our inner mental wellness until it's too late? And so that's the question we need to ask ourselves. And what can we do in a safe way? I think mindfulness and meditation is a great tool we can all use in order to go through our daily struggles and trials and tribulations, and understand that you know there are solutions out there we can use. And so I think that's one of the main reasons.
Yeah, I mean, great reasons. I think that a lot of people don't realize that there are these tools out there. They tend to perhaps medicate, not saying that medication is not one option, but music and vibrational energy, crystal singing bowls, mantra singing, yoga is all is powerful. And so you also developed, and is that correct? You developed an online, a 12-step program where people can dive into learning more about meditation, mindfulness, and mantras, and it goes step by step. So it's very easy for them to understand the practice and get the tools that they need.
Mm-hmm. So I created this 12-session series called 12 Steps to Transformation with the Art of Meditation and Mantra. And basically, it's what I discovered and what I used when I was going through my own trials and tribulations of life. And what's unique about the 12 steps is that it talks about different life issues we all go through. You know, either it be how to improve your own communication, getting rid of negative self-talk, for one. For two, how to create more abundance in your life. Three, how to, you know, gain the love relationship you want, and many other topics, as how to, you know, get more, how to calm the mental chatter, how to gain inner peace, how to feel more grateful, gratitude. So all these subjects are broken down into 12 steps and 12 modules in an online master class. And basically, it's a synopsis of all life issues. And what's different about this program is that it has music and meditation. So there's it's based on three modalities, not just one: visual, mm-hmm. auditory, and intellectual. So there's a little bit of speaking at the beginning where I talk about the theme. And then we go into the guided meditation, the auditory version. And then at the end, there is a mantra with a beautiful moving mandala, which is a visual that we can look at while the mantra, you can chant with the mantra or just listen to it. It's really hypnotizing and relaxing at the same at the same time. So it's 12 modules, and basically they're each about, you get module every month when you subscribe. And the modules are about anywhere between 17 to 20 minutes, so you can do that in the morning. You know, I made it on purpose, not too long, so
right.
We all, of course, to abide with the daily chores and tasks. So let's put in 20 minutes for our inner state of health, you know, mental health.
Yeah, I mean, most people get addicted, so they start with 10, 15, 20 minutes, and then many of us, we end up going for a few hours if we're able to, but I think that, yes, in a world that is, or at least a Western world, which is very much into time management and how to schedule it, et cetera, that those 20 minutes are the perfect, 15 to 20 minutes, we can all do that. We are able to do that, and we can make that commitment in a way to the journey. And I think we all know, and that's what I'm hearing from you too, is just we cannot buy our personal health. I mean, it just takes time to, bring in awareness and breath and raise the vibration. And you said, what did you say just a moment ago? For example, just that simple exercise that sounds so simple, but this whole self-talk or back-talk or negative talk,
negative
right?
Self-talk.
This is also, this is voice work. Belief systems is also voice work. And only to look at that one thing, I mean, we can be working on that sometimes for years, and to realize how much criticism we hold, not only for other people, but especially for ourselves, and how we can release that and heal that. And fantastic.
Absolutely.
So everybody, there you go, a 12-step program. And that, I think it's fantastic together with guided meditations. And I mean, Leah, you're giving so much, right? You're producing the festivals, you are performing, you're chanting, you're creating programs for a lot of people. And what is your own personal daily practice, or do you have one, which I'm assuming you do, but what do you do? What do you do when there are not clients there, and when there's not a concert audience there, and when you're not in studio, to keep yourself aligned and centered and full of vibrant health and radiant?
I'm quiet.
As you are.
I stay quiet for about 15 minutes, 12 to 15 minutes. And I just see what pops up.
So more like the Vipassana, like just sitting in silence.
I sit in silence, and it's so funny because I this is how I get my creativeness to happen is when I sit in silence. All of a sudden, I get the answers of everything I needed to, to ask for, especially on a creative level. I think things will just pop up, or when I wake up in the morning, I get all, like, even in my sleep, I'll wake up and then all of a sudden I get these thoughts and these creative, like this is how I get these thoughts about doing these online programs and everything.
Yeah.
I just like, it just gets downloaded to me. He's like, oh, you should do this, Leah. And I'm like, well, who's telling me this? Like, oh, if you would have do this, this would happen. This would be great. You'll help people, with the use your mantras and your voice and your coaching. I'm like, oh, how do I do that? And all of a sudden, I'm talking to myself. and then I just put it together, But the 12 minutes, 12 to 15 minutes of silence I live also a lot very much in a peaceful setting. I have a beautiful water view, and so it you know, it helps as well. And nice. So I a lot of times I really appreciate the silence, you know, even when I drive in the car. I love music, don't get me wrong, I listen to music, but I've learned also throughout the years that I really appreciate the silence. The silence is beautiful.
Oh.
There's so much to hear in the silence.
And we love to flip the word listen and silent, right?
Yes.
That's our beautiful thing. So we are coming to the close of a wonderful hour with you, my lovely one, Leah Longo. And you can get her music and her guided meditations at leahlongo.com. You can join on her in her online coaching programs. And I'm wishing you all the best in the world. Thank you, Leah, for being on the show with me today.
Thank you, Kara, for inviting me. Woohoo! And namaste
to
everyone. Life is grand.
Here's to life.
Here's to life.
To the dreamers.
Oh, I love it.